Today, we're speaking with Heather Gablehouse, the Community Association for Lasting Success Breakfast Club Coordinator. And today, we're talking about the Breakfast Club program. Heather, for those who don't know, what is the CALS Breakfast Club program?
The Breakfast Club program provides a mid-morning snack to over 600 students attending A.L. Horton Elementary, St. Martin's Elementary, and the Next Step Outreach program. We provide snacks three times a week and have been doing so in the community since 1998. The goals of our program are universal delivery and accessibility. So we do make accommodations for approximately 6% of students who have food allergies or dietary restrictions. And although there's no cost to participate, we do happily accept donations, but our goal again is just to be a universal accessible program.
Okay, and why is a program like this important?
We send out a year-end survey every year to the teachers and classes, and then over the past 2 years, we've had over half of the teachers identifying that they have children who rely on this program, for some of them for their first meal of the day, and for others, it's used to supplement their lunches. So there's a definite need in our community that hopefully we're helping to fill a little bit.
Okay, and for those who might like to volunteer or donate, or for those who might want more information about the program, how do they go about getting that?
This is a volunteer-driven program. We have a fabulous volunteer team, and this year had so many offers from parents that we've had to actually turn some away. So we're so grateful for that. We also partner with Valid to provide delivery to the schools. So with regards to volunteering or donating, again, we are 100% funded by donations and grants. So any further information about that, you can contact us at the CALS office. We operate in the back of the preschool building. Or can phone at 780-632-3225.
Okay, wonderful. And you have a website as well, yes?
Yes, we do. VCALS.org.
Wonderful. And are there any upcoming events the program will be hosting that you'd like people to know about?
Each September, when we send out permission forms to the schools, we also send out a fundraising drive for the program for the month of September. So if there's anybody out there who has any great ideas for grants or fundraising opportunities, we would be really welcome to hear them.